Biden's DHS vows to protect American communities from border wall. By John Binder on April 30, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is vowing to protect Americans along the United States-Mexico border from former President Trump's border wall as illegal immigration overwhelms their communities. On Friday, DHS officials announced that the agency is taking initial steps to protect border communities from physical dangers that they claim are from the construction of border wall conducted by the Trump administration, a press release states. Specifically, DHS officials said the Biden administration will repair the Rio Grande Valley's flood barrier system in southern Texas, which they claim border wall construction blew large holes into, threatening the nearby communities. Also, the agency will begin necessary backfill projects in San Diego, California, after they allege that border wall construction resulted in the improper compaction of soil and construction materials causing dangerous erosion along the border. DHS officials noted that neither project would include expanding the border barrier that was being constructed up until Biden halted all construction immediately after taking office. Legal experts have testified to Congress that Biden 100% violated federal law by halting border wall construction after lawmakers allocated the federal funds specifically for the infrastructure project. DHS will soon complete a plan that identifies additional measures to address the damage resulting from the prior administration's border wall construction, the release states. While Biden's DHS is promising to protect American communities along the border from a border wall, local officials have repeatedly asked for federal help and rebuked the administration's lack of controls on illegal immigration that are inundating their towns and neighborhoods. Earlier this month, more than 50 sheriffs from border states, along with about 225 sheriffs from non-border states, sent a letter to Biden pleading with him to resume border wall construction to safeguard their communities from illegal immigration. The letter requests, "In the interests of ending the undermining of our laws and the increased risks to the safety and security of the people of the United States of America, we respectfully request that you immediately reverse course on your pro-illegal immigration policies, resume the border wall construction, and embrace the common sense, public safety-supporting border policies of the previous administration." This week, Refugio County, Texas, Sheriff Pinky Gonzalez said his community is overwhelmed with illegal aliens being smuggled through the region. "This is serious stuff. They have no regard for property or human lives, I mean it all," Gonzalez said. Jackson County, Texas, Sheriff Andy Lauterbach said the Biden administration's lack of border controls has caused a massive illegal immigration crisis that his town is bearing the brunt of. "What we're witnessing here, over and over and over again, destructive policies that are detrimental to Texans and Americans in our nation," Lauterbach said. In Arizona, Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels said the fact that the border wall is not completed in his community is driving up illegal immigration. "One area where the fence is not complete, we get five or six groups a day coming across there," Daniels said in an interview last month. When President Biden rescinded the emergency order on the southwest border, "It stopped resources and stopped construction on our border. It's opened up the border. This administration owns this decision," Daniels said. Due to skyrocketing illegal immigration, Kinney County, Texas, officials signed an emergency disaster declaration last week. County officials, in their declaration, pleaded with state and federal agencies to activate the National Guard to help them. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.